Hello, it's another season review. I think this is the last season review, although we'll realise someone else we've forgotten and we'll get them out and we'll wheel them out as well. But we think this is the last one, and I've got three big hitters in front of me. How could I not get these people to give you all their views on what has been a mad season? So I've got Adam Swift, I've got Ian Ryan, I've got Sean Bennett. And we'll start with you, Sean, if you like. If you want to talk to us about how you found following the Reds this season.
Do you know what? It was quite a big season for me because it was the season I joined the Anfield RAF. Big money signing, do you know what I mean? Probably came in at the worst time as well. I think I started jumping on around January time. I remember it was like centre-back crisis time, thinking, fucking hell, why couldn't you get me on last season when you were flying? What did you even talk about last season? It was just like good stuff all the time.
Yeah.
But no, it was good, yeah. Felt a bit like Thiago or Jota coming in, but no, it's good. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone properly for a proper beer and stuff soon. But yeah, it was mad. I think we survived it. You know, it feels like I want to tell the grandkids, like, looking back, saying, you know, remember that time when a global pandemic happened and the top six tried to break away and form a league. Like, look back and think it happened, we got through, whatever. But I think there's stars and there's good stories throughout the season, but I think it's just got to come back to the manager. I honestly think it might be one of his biggest achievements. I think, you know, you've got your Peps, you've got your Tuchels, but I think you've got to get yourself a manager that can do both. You know, Klopp can turn average players into superstars, but he can turn superstars into world beaters. And I think we've seen, despite all of the setbacks we've had this season, the players that have come through the squad, I think we were just starting to see it at that end when we hit a run of form. Yes, it's not ideal that we had Phillips and Kabak and all these different centre-back pairings, but like, literally give him a run of time with any squad and he can turn them into a decent side, and he did that. And I think, you know, look at Carlo Ancelotti, he's just sacked the Blues off after like a season. Don't think for a second Jürgen's phone is not ringing every day with, you know, Madrid, Barca, all of that. Like, we're so lucky that we've got him to provide the stability, and it's like, it's not just the injuries, it's not just COVID, it's the Super League stuff. The way he handles everything, I think it's just so calm and like steadies the ship, and in what's been such a turbulent season, I think we've just got to give a thumbs up to Jürgen for getting us all through it. And yeah, I love his kind of management style, but I love his mantra and his take on life. And I think he's very much of the view that you just kind of, you just play the cards that you're dealt with. And I think he's very, you know, he doesn't get hung up on what happens to him. It's more about his reaction and the squad's reaction. And I think it's just such a good take to have on life, because if you're constantly, you know, bothered about the things that happen to you, you're not going to get very far. But he's just constantly got that mantra where it's like, okay, this has happened, let's deal with it, let's make the most of it. And that is probably the way you could sum up the season and how he's dealt with it.